Hello all you rappers out there. Today we have the pleasure to have the company of an old friend of mine. This rapper has been focusing on its craft and improving it for years. He gets his inspiration and rapping lessons from all the traveling that he does. So let's all hear what his life as a rapping freelancer is like. Let's rap talk with Vince Statz. Welcome to the show, Mr. Vince Statz from Virulent ID. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me on the show, man.
Well, man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, finally. I know it's been a while back since we last saw each other, and yeah, it's good to talk to you again.
Well, it's my pleasure to be at your show. I'm very honored, by the way, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, Vince, we met each other a couple of years ago in a Fespa show, I think it was. But for everyone out there that doesn't know you and know what you're all about, besides being a great guy and a good rapper, who is Vincent then?
Vincent Statz is a guy from a little town in Holland called Muiden. And, well, I do what I love and I follow my heart. And I like to install stickers, decals, the bigger the better. Yeah, the bigger the better. Yeah, and the more difficulty. I like difficult jobs because that makes me think how to install the vinyls. So yeah, just a little guy.
Ah, you're not that little, Vince. you're about my size. So
yeah, but a small guy in the rap world.
Cool. So tell us about it. How did you get started in the rapping world?
Well, I had no job. I had no money. And I found a job. And this guy was a... this guy needed one guy in the sign business. And he only can use me for 2 days in a week. So I started there. And from there, you know, I did fill up the other 3 days. And then... yeah, after 2 years, I started to be a real freelancer full time, and yeah, I did install stickers. I didn't know anything about stickers, but yeah, people did trust me and learned me a lot, and yeah, and then I found Facebook.
Aha! Uh-huh, right, that's right.
And after Facebook, my world exploded, and I met so many people in the world. Because of that, and I learned a lot of all those guys who I met. So, yeah, Vincent is just a normal guy.
So if we would go back at the beginning, you said you started out working for a guy a couple of days a week, and then you two years after that, you became a freelancer. What made you choose that route of the business?
I fell in love with installing stickers. And as a little kid, I was collecting stickers, and I didn't want to install them because it was a special product. It was magic to me. You know, and after all those years, when I started for this guy for the sign making industry, I started to install those, and I loved it. So, yeah, so that's the reason why I install stickers, because I love stickers.
Cool. So it's your calling in life. That's a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. The sticker choose me.
The squeegee choose you as well, maybe. All right. So you are, as you said, you're a freelancer. And from what I know from you, you're not just a freelancer in Holland, right? You travel the world.
I travel the world. No, I help other people in the world. So wherever I can, I will install stickers. Well, I did some jobs with Jim Miller, with Caroline Shaw, with Jeremy Corner. Those are from the United States and England. Yeah, I just helped them out, and I love to do it.
You work all over the world. You meet a lot of different rappers. What is the positive part of traveling and rapping all over the world?
The positive. meeting a lot of people, and some of those people will become good friends. There is a lot of knowledge in the world because wherever in the world they do a different technique, and you can learn from that. Because, for example, in Spain, the weather is hotter, so you have a different technique than in the north in Sweden where you live. It's colder, so you're rapping differently. And yeah, if you meet other people, they have different techniques, and yeah, you can use it wherever. You know, if you have a problem when it's too hot, you can use it, what you have learned in the hotter countries. When it's too cold, same thing.
So is it a conscious decision from you to travel the world? Is it because you want to do it, or is it just what life turned out to you for you?
Well, the other side is I love to travel. So right now I do two things what I love the most is rapping and travel.
Do you work at home at all, or are you just mainly abroad?
No, I got my own studio, and I work from there too. Recently, I just started to work with Rap Monkey. We have a studio together right now.
Did you choose to become a freelancer because there wasn't that many jobs where you were living, or it just turned out that way for you?
Well, it just turned out that way for me. Because I went to FESPA, did a couple of rap competitions. I met so many people, and they did ask me to do a job with them. So they asked me to come over. Why not? I love to travel. I love to install decals. I can do that, and I can learn from that. And so I did. So that was pretty cool to do.
So as a freelancer, do you focus on personal cars, or you do mostly fleet reps?
Both, but I focus on fleet reps because there is more money in there. But right. Personal jobs, it's more fun to me, you know? I can express myself in that.
Would you say it's more challenging to do personal jobs as a personalized cars?
Oh, yeah, there is always that's way more challenging than fleet. With fleet, you got a deadline. Personal cars have to be more perfect, close to perfect, or even better, perfect, you know? So, yeah, there is a difference between that.
It's another level of rapping. It's just different.
It's different, and I like both of them. So
what would you say? Say that you meet some rapper in a FESPA show or a SEMA show, and they're thinking about going as a freelancer. What's your tip for the person? What would you tell them to think of and maybe try to do, maybe not try to do?
Well, first of all, I would say follow your heart. You know, if you like to rap, then do that. If you like to paint, then don't rap. Just keep on painting or whatever, you know? Follow your passion, because it's not normal hours. We don't work from 9 to 5. We work from 7 to 7 and then 24 hours round. So there is no normal day in my life.
But would you say you work or you do a hobby?
Well, first of all, it was a hobby, and now it's my work. I don't have a hobby anymore. I don't have time for a hobby.
Yeah. It's all part of one. The work is hobby, and hobby is work.
Yeah, if you love what you do, it doesn't matter, you know.
Right.
The hard thing is your family. I got two kids and a wife, and they need attention too. And sometimes they don't get the attentions that they the attention that they needed, you know.
Because I guess it's hard being a freelancer because you're away a lot.
Yeah, it's hard, and yeah, it's not always easy when you're traveling. You're missing your family. You're not at home. But the people I work with, they make it very comfortable for me, you know. So I'm very blessed with the people I know and the people I work with. So thank you, guys.
Shout out to everyone.
Shout out to the guys I work with. So, yeah.
Okay, so for example, let's say that I'm a freelancer and I wanna start freelancing outside of my area. Let's say I wanna try to do some work in whatever, Spain or the United States or whatever, or maybe Asia. How would you recommend me to go about it? What path do I need to take, you think?
Well, you have to think about it because it's not always easy. It's not always sunshine because there are a lot of problems, you know. For example, you forgetting some tools, the language barrier. It's not your area. It's not your comfort zone. So beware of that, because if you're not in your comfort zone and you're missing your family and you're not close to home, that's pretty hard. For example, I was in France and my wife was pregnant and she had to go to the hospital and I couldn't go anywhere. I was there. I couldn't support my wife at that time. And that was killing me. And I couldn't go anywhere. I had to stay there. So yeah, that was pretty hard. That was not fun. That's the dark side of traveling, you know?
Yeah, and that's good to take in account. You need to know that.
Yeah, you have to realize that. And I didn't realize that till that point. And that made me think of a lot of things. But on the other side, my wife had great friends, a great family here. So she had all the support she needed, but she needed me. But yeah, no, that's the other side.
Right, so that's the difficult side. What's the positive side?
Positive side, meeting people, learning a lot, having fun while you work. And after work, you know, socialize with people. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I always see you putting up pictures of you drinking beer with good guys. So, so it is tough, but it's not that tough, maybe.
Well, those are the fun pictures, you know. You know, when you're alone in my room, there's no fun to look at that. So I don't post it.
I get that.
Yeah.
You strike me as a guy that is solution oriented, since when you come to the new places, new spots, there's always going to be a challenge and you never know really what that challenge is going to be. So how do you prepare yourself? Do you bring all your tools with you? Do you bring certain tools? Are you aware that there's always going to be a challenge and you will have to sort it out? How do you think about that?
Well, there is always a challenge. And of course, you bring your standard tools with you. But sometimes you don't have a ladder or, the client wants to have the decals on the place which you can install because, I don't know, it's a wall with holes or it's dirty. You have to find the solution because the client is paying you to do the job. And I think that's why they choose me to do the job, because I will find the solution.
Can you remember one project that you thought, man, I'm never going to be done with this, but you did finish and you realized, man, I did it, and you learned something from it? Can you think of a project like that?
Well, there was one project in Barcelona, and Caroline Shaw, she did ask me to help out to wrapping a boat, a big yacht. And the yacht was in the water, and we are on a floater. That's how we install on scaffolds and stuff. And we had 7 days normally, but we had to do it in 4 days. And we made like 20-hour days. And it was
a pretty fun call.
The job was pretty cool when it was finished, but to do the job was, wow, man. You don't want to do that.
So you heard it. Be careful with that.
Yeah, but I can't say no, so I do it anyway. Right. Even if she would ask me again for a project like that, I would say yes.
Now you have a good story.
Yeah, a good story. At that time, it was terrible, but yeah.
Yeah, you sometimes have those projects. Yeah. With all the traveling that you do, Where and you I'm guessing you get a lot of input from all over the world.
Yeah.
Where do you see the industry going worldwide?
Where is the industry going? For the sign industry or the car rep?
The car rep, because what I'm thinking of is that, for example, if you're situated in a city and you only work on that city, you only see what's in that city. Maybe you do see a couple of pictures on Instagram and Facebook and whatever. Yeah. But if you're traveling all over the world, you get to experience it differently. You get to really live and see where the industry is going in different parts of the world. And I'm thinking maybe you have that experience since you're doing it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would like to hear what you think about it. What's your thought on that?
Well, hopefully car repping will be growing. I heard a podcast from Tadashi. He said there will be only one color wrap film and you can print it yourself or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, man, that's science fiction, but it isn't. Maybe he's right. Hopefully the factories don't make cars what can change colors themselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know where the industry is going, but hopefully they make only black cars in the future so we can wrap them.
That would be good. That would be nice for all of us.
Yeah, that's my thought, but I don't know if that will happen.
Okay. Is there something that you've changed your mind about in regards to the business this last year or so?
Well, it changes all the time, but yeah.
For example, I asked Tadashi that question a couple of weeks ago, and he said he had to change his mind about Chinese vinyl. He said that he's always been very negative towards it, the quality-wise, but nowadays they're improving and they're worth giving a chance.
Well, I heard that. So, I will give any vinyl a chance right now. Because 3M Mark Leader is not Mark Leader for me because there are other vinyls and they're doing all great. For example, I just had my first Vivid vinyl coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that stuff because I never used it. I want to know why it's good or bad. So I will do with Reptech and all those vinyls. It's not only Avery or 3M or KPMF. There is more in the world than that.
So I'm going to put you in the spot, Vincent. What is your go-to vinyl? What vinyl do you love repping with?
Oracle. I like Oracle to install. It's a little bit harder sometimes because it's thicker.
Right.
I like to install that. And what else? Grafitech. You know, Grafitech?
Yeah, I do.
Well, for the first time I touched it, I thought, oh, what the hell is this? But at the end of the story, it worked really fast for me. So it's a great product for a great price.
All right. I haven't had a chance to wrap that much with that vinyl, but I know. It's what is it? Is it from England or from the UK or?
Graphic type. I don't know. I know it's graphic type, and my clients they give it to me to install that. And first, I was not happy to install that stuff, you know, by ear, but by feeling and doing it, man, it's yeah, I love it.
It grows on you.
I can't complain about it. So,
okay. You were talking before a little bit about that you like difficult jobs. What is it? What would you call a difficult job within wrapping?
Well, we do the ferry boats in Amsterdam,
right?
From east to north or something. There are different kind of corners there, and well, the boat's a little bit rusty. So they had to fix that. So they're all just weird spots and angles. I like that. And it's big. It's a lot of vinyl what's going on. And yeah, that is challenging. I like that. And the boat is in the water and you're on the side, on the wall, on the side. And the boat is moving up and down. That's fun.
You just need to get used to it, I think.
Yeah, you get a little bit seasick if you're not used to that. But yeah, I like to do those challenges both because you have only one chance and you can't fail. The boat is going up and down. And if you fail, you have to reprint the whole thing. Well, you don't want to go to
you don't want to go there.
No, you don't want to go there. So, yeah, I like the challenge. That's the difficulty challenge.
What would you say makes you attractive as a freelancer for companies that use freelancers? Why do you think they call you back?
Hopefully because I'm doing my job right.
Right.
Hopefully they call me back because I do my job right. You know, at 5 o'clock, my day is not ending. My day is ending when the job is done. So I don't stop at 5. I stop at 9, 12, or whenever, 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. So maybe.
You deliver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's extremely important.
Yeah, I don't know why else they want to call me because my price is, I got my price. Yeah.
But hey, you deliver. That's important.
I deliver, and I will get the deadline. If you say it had to be done at 12 o'clock, maybe 5 past 12, but I will deliver.
What advice would you give companies that are thinking of maybe trying to use freelancers because they have a lot of jobs coming in and they may be thinking of the idea of bringing in freelancers? What advice would you give those companies?
Well, first advice, don't get the cheap ones. Get the good ones.
Pay good money. It helps out.
Yeah, and don't pay per hour, but pay for the job. That's more interesting for the people, for the guys who are good and fast, because the slower guys will make more money if you pay by the hour. So think about that. Just pay for the job, not by the hour. Look for the guys. Ask other people what they think of the other installers, or ask an installer to have another installer. You know, so you get your reference from somebody else. A reference is always good. You know, mouth to mouth is always better than looking in on the internet looking for an installer.
Cool.
Because you know what you get.
So you would tell them to pay per job, not per hour, and ask for references.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Cool. What do you love rapping the most, Vincent?
Well,
you can choose.
I know you're gonna ask me that question, yeah. But the type of car, a Tesla.
Have you done many Teslas?
I did a couple, and they're fun to do. They're really easy.
They have nice lines.
Nice lines, and you know, it's like they have thought about about us as rappers, you know. Oh, we signed this car for rappers. Okay, cool. It's a Tesla.
We got to thank Elon Musk for that. So Tesla is your go-to car then?
Oh, yeah. Teslas, yeah.
Is there any tools you're loving at the moment?
Well, I always love my squeegee. The gold
Which
one.
Gold.
The gold. Yeah, it helps me everywhere. And with the squeegees become the monkey strips, of course. Right. No day without the monkey strip, and the web glove is a good one. What I use daily, and the most important thing is the safety one, the blade cage. You got blade cages everywhere, but the blade cage from Louis.
Yeah,
know that one. I love it with the magnet in it, man. It's a show off blade cage. I love that thing. I like to show off with that thing.
What is your favorite color then?
I know you're going to ask me that. And a lot of people say 3M psychedelic.
Please don't say that.
I don't say that. I guess the color, it's from Ritzrama. It's apple candy red. Yeah, I always coming back to that color. That color, I love that color.
Is it like a deep red or what?
It's like deep sparkling red. And I just posted a video of a photo from like 4 years ago. I did a car with the apple candy red, and I thought, man, that color is so nice. So I love that color. Can I ask you a question?
Right, go.
What is your favorite color?
Well, I did my car in Avery's Color Flow. I think it's called Riptide. But I did it before when they just came out. They were all setting. I love that color for some reason, but then they came out with the clear ones. And yeah, now I want to redo my car in a clear.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it looks better. I don't know. I don't know if you agree with me. Since we're in the business, I change my mind all the time. I mean, there's so many colors coming out. You fall in love with a color, and then it goes a month, and then you get the new color sheet, and then, wow, I want that color. And yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I had it with the black rose from 3M, that color, the dark color. I thought that color is so amazing. I want to have that color on my car. I got a pickup truck, a Ram 1500. Hmm? It's a muscle color.
Right.
And I wrapped my car with it, and I said, man, that's not it. I don't want to have that on my car. So 1 week later, I took it off, and man. So every color, every car has a different color, you know? Not every color fits every tone.
I totally agree. Every car, not all colors work for all cars.
That's for sure. And the most ugliest color can fit the most nicest car.
Right.
For example, the Audi gray.
Hmm.
I did a lot of with that gray and never wrapped a car with that. But the Audi gray color, the gray color is mouse gray or something. It's beautiful on a car, especially on the Audi. So I never thought of that, to wrap that on a car. But yeah, you have to find the color with your car. And that's pretty hard sometimes.
I agree. I've asked you a little bit about hard projects and difficult projects and what. So if you got to think of one project that you're most proud of, besides the one with the boat with Caroline, which one would you go to?
There are a couple, but as a group, we did trains. The Dutch government decided to do a new train project in Holland, and the factory was delayed with delivering the trains. So we had to do all trains to wrap them in the new style. There were, I don't know, 100 cabins or something had to be wrapped. And we did that. I'm very proud that I was part of the team who installed that project. But at the end, the whole project failed, not because of wrap, but because of the delivery of the trains. They failed, and, you know, it was one fiasco.
I don't know if you agree with me, but it often seems that we as wrappers are always in the mercy of the car dealers or the customer. And you always, it often feels like you get a lot of shit to deal with as a wrapper. Yeah, and you get to sort it out.
Yeah. You're the one who had to sort it out. But yeah.
That's why it's like you said, sometimes you end up at 5, sometimes you end up at 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. The project needs to be done.
Yeah, you're lucky if you have some sleep.
Yeah, especially, yeah. Yeah, right.
Vince, what's next for you? What's coming up this year for you?
Next week, I will be at the Miller factory, Jim Miller. I'm going to visit him with my family. We are going there. And we're going to talk about some things, what is coming up. Can't tell you about it, but...
hush, hush. It's cool.
Well, yeah, we're working on some stuff. Some people know, some people don't, but not everyone knows.
Let's leave the suspense out there.
And I'm working on a project with that. I just started my new shop with Rap Monkey. Right. Hopefully, I don't know what will happen with that, but it will come off the ground for sure. And for the rest, there are not many big things. Berlin, hopefully.
Yeah, hope to see you there, man.
Yeah, and hopefully, last year I was a judge in Russia.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, that was cool, man. I like to do that. I like to do demos on live shows and judging. Well, it's kind of boring, but to meeting all those guys who are rappers doing different stuff with different materials, different tools, or maybe less tools, it's amazing what those guys can do. I was looking my eyes out there. It was so cool. With nothing, they did everything. And we need all those tools and all those special squeegees and all those special knives. Well, they don't need that.
They're solution-oriented, guys. They just do it.
Yeah. If you don't know anything about solutions, check those Russian guys out. They have a solution for everything. So they are brilliant.
All right. So there's big stuff coming up your way then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hear a bit about it. When time is right.
Yeah, what is your year looking at?
We're growing as crazy with the company over here in Sweden, so that's cool. And trying to sort that out. And then with the pod, see what happens with this. It's been an awesome ride so far. Love the way people are receiving it, talking about it. It's just cool to see that something that you're doing gives value to other people. Especially within the rapping world.
You are following your passion too, right?
Yeah. You only live once. That's what I think, at least. So you might as well enjoy life and what you're doing. And since, like you said, we work crazy hours. And everyone knows it. And you got to love what you do. Because if you don't, you are... Yeah, you're doomed.
You're doomed. And, you know... Follow your passion like you do with your podcast and rapping. If you don't follow your passion, life is too short for not enjoying it, you know. And if you go to your work miserable because you don't like your job, look for something else, what you love. It might be rapping, it might be something totally different, but follow your passion. Man, that's the coolest thing what exists for me.
Man, I give you an air high five for that one.
Hey.
If people want to follow you on social, where do they need to go?
Well, my website, brilliant-id.com. On my Instagram, it's Rappers Most Wanted. And, I tried to start the YouTube channel thing, but I'm not very quick with that. But I got some videos on there, and it's also Rappers Most Wanted.
On YouTube. All right, cool.
On YouTube, yeah.
Check that out. I'll put it on the show notes so people can find it. If you could tell whatever you want to all the rappers out there, what would you tell them? Because now we have an open channel and there's people listening. What would you like to tell the rapping world?
I have to give credits to the wives of the rappers because they are taking a lot of shit. And, you know, they accept the working over hours from the guys. And, behind every good rapper is a good other person, isn't it?
I agree with you. I mean, we do the work that we do might sometimes take us far away from our family or long hours. And, yeah, you need to have that help from home.
Oh, yeah, there's no way better. You know, if you're going to your work and you're coming home, there is somebody who's taking care of you and, you know, listen to all the bullshit you have done.
All the happy customers that you meet.
The happy customers. They are so happy.
So cheerful.
Yeah.
So understanding.
Yeah. Well, the happy, I don't have to complain about the happy customers. But once in a time, there is one of those customers that want to have everything for a nickel and a dime.
But hey, there's always one of those.
Yeah.
It's been a true pleasure having you on the show. It's been a nice chat with you. Last time I saw you was 2 or 3 years ago. I hope to see you soon in Berlin. Maybe you and I can take one of those pictures with drinking beer.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we can make another picture. You have seen my website, at least on my Facebook account, me and my Facebook.
Yeah.
You're in there too, right?
A couple of years ago, I should be in there, yeah. A little bit younger, a little bit.
Yeah, we got to renew that.
Yeah, we'll surely do that. All right, Vince, that's all for me for today. Thank you very much for taking your time. It's been a huge pleasure having you on the show today.
It was my pleasure to have to talk to you. And thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a really nice day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.